From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The acquittal of former Senator John Edwards on one count of campaign finance fraud and the mistrial on the other counts against him are being seen as a measure of vindication for the two-time presidential candidate. Jeff Tiberi of North Carolina Public Radio reports Edwards embraced his daughter Kate and his parents after the jury left the courtroom.
Moments after the ruling, Edwards spoke from the courthouse steps following 9 days of deliberations.
All I can say is thank goodness we live in a country that has the kind of system that we have.
Edwards was accused of using about $1 million from two wealthy donors to try to hide his pregnant mistress. Ultimately, the jurors couldn't unanimously decide if there was criminal intent or if the money was a campaign contribution. According to two federal officials, it's exceedingly unlikely the former U.S. senator will face a retrial. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Tiberi in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Economists are expecting to see a third straight month of moderate job growth in the 150,000 range when the Labor Department releases employment numbers for May later this morning. John Challenger is with the outplacement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas.
If we could get a number back to the 200,000 plus job creation kind of number we were seeing from September through February, that would be very positive. But right now it just doesn't look like there's enough momentum in the economy to create that kind of job growth.
The unemployment rate is expected to remain unchanged at 8.1%, but that's better than the situation in the Eurozone. The jobless rate in countries using the euro currency remains at a record high 11%, according to figures released today. President Obama visits a Honeywell plant in Minnesota today. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the president will discuss efforts to help returning members of the military find jobs.
Nearly one in 10 military veterans who served since 9/11 is unemployed, a jobless rate above the national average. President Obama will announce a new push to help service members earn certification for civilian jobs in fields such as manufacturing, transportation, and logistics. The Honeywell company has already hired some 900 veterans under the administration's Joining Forces campaign. Mr. Obama will also call on Congress to set up a new Veterans Jobs Corps to help returning service members from Iraq and Afghanistan find work as firefighters and police. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
There's work for firefighters in New Mexico. The huge wildfire raging there is spreading in all directions and now covers nearly 300 square miles of forest land. Gusty winds and tinder dry conditions are helping spread the flames, which are expected to keep burning for weeks. Danny Montoya with the Southwest Incident Management Team says firefighters are facing some very tough conditions there.
The steepness of the terrain makes it extremely difficult to insert firefighters into the fire to try and control it.
The blaze is only about 10% contained. It's the largest wildfire in New Mexico's recorded history. This is NPR News. Activists in Syria say gunmen have killed nearly a dozen workers at a government-owned fertilizer factory in a central province. The government and the opposition are each blaming the other for those shootings. The Syrian regime is claiming that last week's massacre of more than 100 people was the work of rebel fighters. Eyewitnesses say pro-government militia were to blame. Google has stepped up its battle against Chinese censorship by adding a new feature to its searches. NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Beijing the search engine giant has locked horns with the Chinese authorities in the past.
Do a search on Google in Chinese and even common words like river and week are censored. They sound like the names of Chinese leaders. So you're likely to get an error message and find that your connection to the search engine is temporarily broken. Now Google is taking action by warning users when their searches are likely to trigger this effect. The message also points out that these interruptions are outside Google's control. It's one way of reminding users just how extensive China's internet censorship is. But Beijing is not likely to be happy with this new feature. 2 years ago, Google made a partial exit from China. It moved its search engines to Hong Kong to try to sidestep Chinese censorship. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
The hurricane season in the Atlantic officially opens today, and the head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, Craig Fugate, is urging people who live in vulnerable areas to make preparations now.
Far too many people will go in the hurricane season and go, yeah, I know I'm supposed to do this, and always think they'll have time until that hurricane's bearing down on them, and they've run out of time.
I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.